So we saw already in the last couple of days the first two parts of Mishnah Vav that speak about a person's social context. Asei l'charav, k'nei l'chachaver. The third phrase in the Mishnah speaks about how to relate to people who aren't part of that inner circle. Have you done it? Kol ha'adam l'kaf zchut. We should give everyone the benefit of the doubt. The Rambam here in his tracts, Rabbeinu Yonah, both explain that this doesn't mean that we should always assume that any and every person is doing things in the best possible way. The Rambam says that would be foolish. He says, obviously, we judge people based upon what we know them to be. When a person is known to be a tzaddik, so even things that look bad, you assume they're doing for the good. When a person is known to be a rasha, even things that look good, you have to be cautious about and wonder and worry that they may be for the bad. Says the Rambam, what this Mishnah is talking about is where we're dealing with someone who we don't know, or someone who is a normal, natural person, and we have no reason to assume in either direction. Here, we should give people the benefit of the doubt and be dan l'kaf zchut. We find a very powerful story along these lines told to us in the Gemara in Tanya, Taf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. The Gemara there says that there was a person, Abba Umna, who a bat kol would come out every day to greet him and say hello to him. Abaye Rava, the famous Amoraim, were greeted less frequently. Abaye only every Friday, Rava every Erev Yom Kippur. Abaye felt bad about this, and he decided to test Abba Umna and see how great of a tzaddik he really was. He sent a number of rabbis to sleep at his house. Abba Umna gave them mats to sleep on, and then they took the mats with them when they left. Not only did they do that, but the next day they went over to Abba Umna with the mats, and they said, you know, well, what do you think of these mats? And he said, I think they're very nice. They said to him, how much do you think they cost? He said, such and such. They said, no, there must be a different price. He goes, I know the price because I bought exactly like these. He recognized that they were his mats. And then the rabbis admitted, yeah, they are your mats. They asked Abba Umna, when you saw us holding your mats, what did you think? And Abba Umna said, I assume that you had a case of pigeon shvuyim. You had to redeem captives, and that's why you took the mats and you were embarrassed to tell me. This is an example of where, when we see people, especially in this case tzaddikim, we give them the benefit of the doubt. Along these lines, Rav Nevensal writes that, in contrast, when we're dealing with someone who we know is a rasha, here we are danim lekaf chova. And Rav Nevensal writes, v'chein elu shemesitim neged haTorah v'neged kiyum haMitzvot mutar v'tzarech ladun lekaf chova. Says Rav Nevensal, when there are people who are known to be anti-Torah, anti-Mitzvot, teaching the wrong things, here, for sure, we have to judge them l'kaf chova. Avashar amon beis Yisrael, but the regular Jews, asr l'dunim l'kaf chova. Here we give them the benefit of the doubt. Two formulations along these lines, which help strengthen this idea. Rav Aviner, famous Rav in Israel, says, the Mishnah is teaching us not to judge people based on their actions, but judge the actions based on the person. Meaning, we know the person, we understand their action in light of the knowledge of who they are. And finally, the Sfat Emet says, have they done it? Call ha'adam the kafschut. He asks, why does it say call ha'adam and not call adam? So first of all, as we said, it's not everyone. It's call ha'adam. It's taking into account the totality of the person. Judging a person's particular action, not based on what we're seeing here, but knowing the entirety of the person and judging people and their actions in that light. Tomorrow we'll speak a little bit further about this Mishnah from the perspective of Rav Nachman Mibreslov.